Back to the Steve Gruber Show on MTN.
Well, you probably heard it's official now, the Gordie Howe International Bridge, that project officially underway with a groundbreaking. You know, and it's a big deal. It's taken years and years of battling politically, some legal challenges back and forth. It has been an epic battle to get this new span built between the United States and Canada. My next guest is Lance Benanimi. He is the VP of Government for MITA. He was on hand at the Gordie Howe groundbreaking. Lance, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Good. You know, this has been a tug of war, an epic tug of war to get to the point that we are, but you were there. They've officially broken ground and officially moving forward. Where are we?
Yeah, you're exactly right. We've been going through this for a few years, and you were exactly right, politically and legally. But right now, I think the groundbreaking shows that we are ready to start on the U.S. side. Construction has already begun on the Canadian side for their interchange, and we're moving forward. It looks like the bridge may be completed by 2022 or 2023.
Yeah, and that's a big accomplishment for the people who are pushing for the bridge. And now, as you look at this, Lance, we talk a lot about MITA and the sexiest job here and jobs that are available all over the state. And here is another project. This is a huge project. I mean, this is a magnum project, really. A lot of people are going to be needed to help build and be involved with this construction project. How many people do you anticipate, all told, will be part of this deal?
Yeah, we're going to have thousands of jobs available for people to build this bridge. It's going to take a lot of effort. And, that's another example of Michigan investing into their infrastructure and how infrastructure can really help drive the economy and build jobs. But, again, as you know, in this state, we are lacking some construction jobs. So we are going to have to get some more people motivated to get into those careers.
So, it almost makes me wonder, because as you look around, we've got more jobs available in Michigan right now than we have people, I think, as you just alluded to. Do we have to go mine for bodies out of state and go find people and bring them here to Michigan, tell them how great Michigan is, because it is, and see if we can get them on the workforce here? What do you think we do? What's the solution?
We're actually going to have a lot of jobs come back to Michigan, those individuals who have gone away. And there's a ton of individuals in the construction industry who have been forced to go to other states and find careers out there where the work is actually happening. We have companies in Michigan who, I have one example of a company where 70% of their employees were in Michigan and 30% of their employees were in Indiana 20 years ago. That's actually reversed, because Indiana is actually investing more in their infrastructure. Now, for that company, 70% of their employees are working in Indiana and 30% of their employees are working in Michigan. Those employees that are working in Indiana would love to come back home and be back in Michigan. I think we've heard of decades of employees and workers moving out of state. We're going to finally get some of those families back into Michigan.
And that's, and that's rewarding. And it really is, because if you look back 10 or 12 years, everybody knows that was here in Michigan, we were on the receiving end of a pretty good whooping when it came to the economy. I think that's fair to say, Lance. We took a pretty good whooping, and, about three states really took it on the chin. Michigan, Florida, and Nevada probably took it the worst of all the states. And now we're coming back. And isn't it encouraging to see the help wanted signs, to see the cranes going up as big construction projects are going on? The orange barrels, yeah, they're a bit problematic and a bit annoying, but that's progress, and I for one, am glad to see it.
Yeah, there's no question it's rewarding, and I know parents who have had college students, their college kids move out of state as soon as they get out of college, and we've been hearing from politicians, we've got to get our young, children back into Michigan and young adults back into Michigan. Construction is a great way to do that. And, construction and infrastructure is going to lead to bigger and better jobs in other economies and other industries as well, and there's no question. It's really encouraging. We can get the state back together, and it helps out with our tax revenues and investing more into our state and making sure we move forward.
And you've hit it right on the nailed it right there. If you have Lance Benanimi here from MITA, the VP of Government. As you look down the road, obviously, I can hear the optimism in your voice. Yes, we need more people to come here to take the jobs that we have available, but we have the jobs available. So I guess that's what we call a good problem to have.
Yeah, no question. It's a a cultural change that we need to have in the state as well. We need to educate our high school kids, our junior high kids, that college isn't the only career that people can go into, or college isn't the only option after school. There are really good paying jobs in the heavy construction industry that young adults can get into. They can get trained right away, and they can get out of the training with zero debt and start at that $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year job, debt free, while as someone going into college, we'll have some of that debt lingering for their, first few years of their career.
No question. You earn while you learn. So many programs and possibilities out there. So you talk about the bridge construction project at Gordie Howe, but you look at all these construction projects around the state, and whether it's through MITA or other training programs, there are a variety of places in Michigan now that if young people want to get involved with a construction or a trade position, they can get trained. They might get paid along the way. They might get their education paid for. And I hear that in all sorts of different careers, whether it's in, heavy construction like MITA talks about, or in HVAC or electricians or plumbers. I mean, there's just possibilities all over Michigan, Lance. I'm going to give you the last word.
Yeah, again, we're just really excited. We're excited that the bridge got finally broken through, and we're going to move forward. Again, there's a lot of challenges, and it's a great accomplishment, but, everyone is excited over at MITA, and I think the people involved in the project are excited as well.
Lance Benanimi, thank you so much from MITA, the VP of Government there. Lance, thank you so much on this Friday.
Thanks for having me on.
And if you'd like to find out more, by the way, about a job in construction, go to stevegruber.com. You can click on the michiganconstruction.com banner, and there it is. You can find out about the sexiest job of the week and so much more. Again, go to stevegruber.com. Click on the michiganconstruction.com banner, and away you go. A job for you or for somebody you know. It's all available for you, and it's all out there, so keep that in mind. This part of the program brought to you by Michigan Construction. A free-for-all Friday. It's the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be right back.